Hi, I'm Denny Boynton, an architect with Microsoft's Developer and Platform Evangelism Group. Today on our cast, we're going to meet the lead architect for Energizer.com. He works for Quilogy here in Old Town, St. Charles, Missouri. Let's go meet him. Hi, I'm here with Sundar Swaminathan, and he is a SharePoint architect with Quilogy here in St. Charles, Missouri. Sundar, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
Very good, very good. Before we start talking about SharePoint Server and talk about your work with Moss, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself, you know, what you do for Quilogy, and maybe a little bit about your background.
Sure. I have been working with Quilogy for a little over 2 years now in SharePoint Information Worker Solutions, or SharePoint area. Before that, I was doing mainly B2B web applications using Microsoft technologies. I have graduated in computer science, and I have dealt with many technologies since 1991 from mid-range to mainframes to micros to all kinds of applications, from small companies to enterprises as big as GE. So I have seen it all.
Okay.
And I'm seeing it. SharePoint is a good evolution in terms of getting business processes automated and making the life of information worker easier as days goes on.
Interesting. So let me ask you, how did you decide to get a focus on SharePoint as an architect?
Okay. As I mentioned, I was working on B2B web applications. Start an application, go back, get your ASP.NET web back, look at, hey, how can I customize this one? So each time you are starting with the same code base and working on it. And then got introduced to SharePoint services. I thought, hey, this is cool. Something has already been provided to me. Why am I doing this again and again for all these apps, even for, and I have built so many intranets from with HTML, classic ASP, ASP.NET. And even though you have code generators, but if you give those things to the user and then say, hey, here is your intranet, take it, I will do more complex things,
right,
if I can say that. So that's how I got interested into SharePoint. The shift where I don't have to worry about the small things, but I can look into the complex things which will help the businesses. Mm-hmm. With SharePoint, I think as a medium, as a platform, that's what I see it. It provides so much with portals, collaborations, business intelligence, build apps over extend SharePoint to whatever is needed by the businesses.
So you definitely see SharePoint as not just another server, but you really kind of see it as a development platform. That's where you get the most value as an architect out of leveraging SharePoint.
Absolutely. I don't see it as a product. It's good for businesses to get it, which will satisfy almost 80% of their needs. But still, when we talk about enterprises, there are data islands scattered everywhere, and no one product is going to satisfy the need of search or data warehousing, or hey, how do I see this data from this department the way I want it? So I see SharePoint being that kind of a platform, mm-hmm. an application development platform, if I can say that,
oh, absolutely.
To achieve
okay.
that.
Mm-hmm. So when it came down to you know, Energizer.com contacted Quilogy. They were looking, you know, to do something with their public-facing website. So many people, in fact, the majority of people I talk to about SharePoint mm-hmm. tend to think of it strictly as kind of their intranet in a box. It's something that lives behind my firewall. Tell me a little bit about what led you in the direction of taking Energizer.com, a very visible, you know, public-facing website, and building that on top of SharePoint.
Okay. Let me go back and then tell you the requirement with respect to Energizer.com.
Okay.
So that will give us background with respect to why we suggested Moz as a platform to build their website on. They were going through the redesign of Energizer.com, which was built with ASP and ASP.NET, and they were having this problem with content updates.
Okay.
Either content was not being updated regularly, or it's expensive to update content, and the other thing that the previous version of the site lagged was search. So they want, one of the main thing is we want to have keyword search in the site. And obviously there are other requirements with respect to corporate branding. We want to maintain the branding throughout the site. That is a message that we want to give to both the consumers and other people who want to know about Energizer. This is a perfect fit for Moz. Here we are talking master pages, which fits the corporate branding that they are talking about. Search comes out of the box, and content updates, content management, with CMS 2002 rolled into Moz, it's again, it's a part of SharePoint now. So Moz was an ideal thing to recommend to Energizer. And even we told them, we can do a planning phase with you where we can map all the features and functionalities that you have envisioned and then tell you exactly how it fits into Moz. So that was a good 2 to 3 week session that we did, and it fit their requirements very well.
Well, and certainly it seems that anybody who's got a public facing website, content management and search are always at the top of the list. Some of the other features may not be as prevalent on a public-facing site, but it sounds like, you know, that would be a good fit for just about any public-facing website that would want to implement that.
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely. When I go to a site, I search. I don't want to... obviously, you need navigation, but if you have a big site, then you don't want to spend 5 clicks or 6 clicks to get to the content. If you can search, that's a beauty there.
Okay.
1 click, you get to the content you want.
So Sundar, obviously content management is always a big concern for any company that's got a public-facing website. Tell me a little bit about how you and Quilogy extended the WCM portion of SharePoint to meet that need for Energizer.com.
Sure. I have to go back to the requirements that Energizer had in their mind is to kind of pump up the fun factor of the entertainment factor in the site, and they have already invested in Flash before we got in there. Otherwise, we would have suggested Silverlight. Mm-hmm. But with Flash, all modules already being built, we need to give the power to the content authors to interact with Flash. So we suggested. Hey, it's nice for Flash to flying around. Can content author play with providing some kind of input to the Flash so that if they are on a third Flash, let them go to a particular product page. So that is kind of where the content author has some control over what the author puts in. So we built a custom field control for Flash with we call Flash multimedia file with nodes, where the author not only uploads a Flash module, but can upload a file based on, A, the browser doesn't support Flash, or the user doesn't have the Flash plugin. We don't want that area to be blank, right? So an image will automatically appear instead of the Flash. And the image will have different links where they can click to the product page, as they do it in Flash. So this kind of extending with SharePoint, we have built this custom control that can do that. And as you go through the site, some of the pages may show, did you know, kind of a tag on the right-hand side. That's a feature that we built in. If the content author, while editing content for the page, if they have something to say about the product, like if you take Energizer Bunny, how old it was, or when was the first, how did they come with Bunny, I'm just throwing things here. If they want to talk something about a bunny or about the product, they can add in the page. And when the public, when they go to the page, they can go to the Did You Know feature. When they mouse over it, the information will drop down whatever the content author has put in there.
Okay.
So we have done a lot of extensions. We, you know, the normal page with SharePoint that will enable content author to put in content and target people.
Well, that's great. Customers, anybody building a website here can deliver the content in a very rich way using Flash or Silverlight for that matter. But use SharePoint as the repository for the content. I think that's something a lot of people don't make the connection with. They think about delivering content out via, you know, out to HTML.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
We got it.
All right. So obviously, Energizer.com has a lot of content on it. Tell me a little bit about how you manage the deployment of this content out to the site.
Good question. There's a lot of content, obviously, and again, you need to stage it before it can go into the production side.
Okay, sure.
So you have two different applications, one for the staging site, the other the actual production site, which the public sees. That's basically the authoring or the staging side. And we are using the content deployment feature built within Moz for deploying content. When we built the site and when it went live the first time, we used the full content deployment feature so that it moved everything mm-hmm. to the production side. And we have scheduled an incremental content deployment running every night to move any content that was updated, deleted, added during that day. And Energizer wanted a content management system with which they want to make changes to the content, and the changes could be something more important that they want the public to see it immediately, and they want to keep the content fresh. So one of the good features is a quick deploy feature that came with Moz.
Okay.
So we have enabled that too, and that job is running every 15 minutes. So Energizer goes in, makes a change, 15 minutes, they see the change on the production side. Mm.
So we mentioned earlier that search was one of the main requirements that they had for Energizer.com when you took on this site redesign. Tell me a little bit about how you were able to extend SharePoint search for Energizer.com, and then how you were able to optimize Energizer.com, the site itself, for indexing by external search engines.
Sure. If you look Energizer.com, but it's again difficult for you to say because we have made sure that the branding goes along different sites. In addition to the core Energizer.com site, there are other sites that work in tandem or in coherent with Energizer.com, like career.energizer.com or the investor information that's hosted by Thomson Financial. And there is a battery finder, energizerbatteryfinder.com. They all use the same, the master page look. So when we have searched for energizer.com, we have metadata, we can crawl and index the content here. In addition to that, we are adding the other sites, third-party websites. I can call it third-party here because they're hosted independent of this one.
Okay.
Moz Search provides the capability of adding content sources. The third other public-facing websites as content sources,
right,
and then feed it into the index here. In addition to these, Energizer also has other non-SharePoint sites running on the same server, and they need to be searched, and people need to get results from that search too.
Right.
So we are added those as content sources to the search, and obviously we have customized the look and feel of the search results page as well.
Right, so it fits the rest of the theme for the website.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. This is the search within the site, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the key things that Energizer wanted is they want the entire site to be search engine friendly, so that live.com or Google or other search engines can efficiently index and catalog their content. And we have built in, have extended SharePoint and then built in custom controls that will let the content author to enter specific content for each and every page as needed, from title to metadata description to even if you scroll down and look at the bottom of the page, there will be text which is nothing but a search engine friendly text that we have enabled by extending SharePoint, which will help in the other search engines on the public domain, public web domain, to index and catalog this with the site.
Wow, okay, so
it gets good ranking when you go to live.com.
So you're able to leverage a lot of the content management there.
Absolutely.
To optimize the search engine results. Yes. So that's now, cool. That's very cool.
It's good because now, if you are a brand manager for a particular product, and you cannot complain because you are in control now.
Right.
You can put in what you want the user is going to search on. Mm-hmm. Right? So he or she has the power now to put in for the particular brand or product that he's in charge of.
Well, and that's so cool, too, because it allows, I've been on those projects where the development team has to go in and change HTML code and redeploy the pages on a regular basis. Because what's happening is marketing managers are sitting back watching the search results and going, why can't I get in the top five when I type in, battery or whatever?
Sure.
And so what's so cool about that is it allows product managers like that to be able to really do the work themselves without engaging a development team to do it.
Absolutely.
They're the ones who know what keywords they want to have show up, and you've empowered them basically to do that. Okay. That's a very neat feature.
Yep.
That's very
absolutely
cool.
Mm-hmm.
So with content management down and search implemented, I understand that you actually have some applications on Energizer.com that are completely standalone ASP.NET applications. And I think this is something that a lot of folks, when they're thinking about developing for SharePoint, they're thinking about developing everything against SharePoint. But you've actually built some standalone apps that are just typical ASP.NET applications running on the framework. Can you tell us about one of them?
Sure, there are actually many, but I'll talk about one of them.
Talk about as many as you want.
If you go to Energizer.com and if you go to Energizer Bunny Center, there will be a Keep Going Bunny Award that any user can send an email to their friend or nominate anybody. Again, this nomination is only between the person who is sending it and the person who is receiving it. In terms of, this is a viral marketing concept, right?
Hey, sure.
I know that Sundar is working hard. We need to make sure that he gets a certificate for working hard. Again, Keep Going theme of Energizer. They can send an email as a certificate. Sundar is working hard. You are a Keep Going Sundar kind of a thing. So this is an app which we built in ASP.NET, totally independent of SharePoint, but housed within SharePoint. Right? The people can come in and then choose images, one of the five images, I think five we have. They can choose one of the five bunny images, customize it, preview it, send it in email to their friend, and request, and even send a link to some of their friends to say, hey, look at this cool feature that Energizer.com has. Mm-hmm. This is one application which is built outside but housed within SharePoint.
Okay.
Again, there are different ways by which you can have custom applications hosted within SharePoint, but I'm not going to talk into the technical details of those things. Another thing is the Bunny Beats game that we have in Energizer.com.
The Bunny Beach game?
Bunny Beats, yeah. If you want to play drums, that's the place to go.
Okay. I'm a drummer. I play drums.
It's a cool Flash application.
Okay.
But it's housed within SharePoint.
Okay.
Totally built external to SharePoint, but housed within SharePoint. And that's another cool feature to go and look at.
Okay.
Yes, it is easy to integrate non-SharePoint apps into SharePoint.
Well, that's a question that occurs to me. I've never built a standalone application that's part of a SharePoint app. Is there anything that you have to do to SharePoint server to make that happen? I mean, is that part of the deployment?
No, you don't have to do anything at all. It depends on how you implement it. Okay. If you want to have this is the, as I said earlier, building custom application. It can be done in different ways. If you want to put an application in a document library, you can do that. If you want to have a page layout, a user control surface in the application, you can do that. Or you can just have a page with just the app, you can do it. The app is totally, it's not even on the server. It's hosted somewhere else. How can I show it? You can have a page viewer web part, and then say, hey, this is the app that I need to show within the page in SharePoint that I need to see. There are different ways of achieving other applications, surfacing other applications within SharePoint.
Okay, great. Very cool.
So definitely sounds like there's a lot of cool stuff on Energizer.com, Sundari. You guys really did a great job with it. I guess as we wrap up, are there any best practices, tips, suggestions that you would make for anyone else who was thinking about building, basically using Moth to build a website like Energizer.com?
Sure. When we started out with the development of Energizer.com, we wanted to do it in the right way. So we started with the approach of creating the entire site infrastructure using features. So if you go entire Energizer.com, the site columns, content types, to page layouts, to custom lists, everything is code-based. Everything is deployed using features. So that is one neat thing where we can control the source. And if we need to make any changes, it's easier to maintain the originality of the code because we have everything in a feature. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, let's say that we need to deploy in a new server farm. It's easy now to take this solution package and then deploy in a newer environment. Obviously, we don't have the content, but the entire site infrastructure is available to us, and this installation will take maximum half an hour to recreate the entire site. So my suggestion will be to build everything using features and solution packages.
Okay.
So from a development perspective, it makes life easier. From portability, maintenance, source control management. That's all bundled together with this approach.
Excellent. Great advice.
Well, Sundar, thank you very much for meeting with me today. I appreciate your time.
Nice talking to you.
And great job on Energizer.com.
Thank you.
So I hope you enjoyed the episode today with Sundar. I hope you learned a lot about how you can not only use Moss to build great internal intranet sites and web applications, but how you can also leverage it to build brand-driven, public-facing, high-traffic websites and web applications as well. So until next time, I'm Denny Boynton, and we'll see you on Arcast. Bye now.